Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries Word Alive. Broadcast is day 30 of 31 days of prayer, and we thank you so much for joining us. I'm experiencing difficulty this morning trying to talk. So, if you can bear with me, please do. This morning, because I'm having such difficulty trying to talk, we're going to get through as much as we can, and then we're going to end the broadcast. And tomorrow is the last day, so hopefully my voice will be better, and we can get tomorrow's broadcast going. It'll be great. God bless you. This morning's proverb is from Proverbs 18. And we're going to read that. And it says, a man who isolates himself let me just go to a commercial break right quick.
My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. my offering.
Bishop Scott.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need you to pray.
Okay. Oh, gracious Father, our God, we come before your presence this morning, thanking you for this another day. We thank you, Lord, for through your grace and through your mercy, we find ourselves here, awoken and awake and alive, to see you once again, to feel your presence close at hand, to hear your voice speaking to our hearts and to our spirits and moving in our lives. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless my wife, our hostess, Prophetess Teresa Scott, that you will touch her body in a special way, that you will touch those vocal cords, whatever is disturbing her throat and whatever is disturbing her voice. We know that you're able, Lord, that you promised that all we have to do is believe and trust and never doubt, and you will bring us out of any and every situation that we find ourselves in. So come now, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, your precious Holy Spirit, and relieve the pressure, relieve the problem, the affliction that is now besetting her this day. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'll just walk with her throughout this day, that you'll lead her throughout this day, that you will inspire and strengthen her throughout this day and allow her faith in you to rise above whatever situation, whatever circumstance is trying to pull her down and trying to tear her apart. We know it's the wiles of the devil. We know it's his way to try to distract us and try to hinder us from doing those things you call us to do. But we are standing strong. We're in the breach, Lord. We're in on your side, and we know that we can have a pavilion, a refuge place in you. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will just bless everyone under the sound of our voice, Bishop Holman and whoever else is listening this morning. We ask that you will just continue to guide them. Guide me, Lord, throughout this day. May something that I say, may something that we say, may something that we do inspire someone else along the way. If we go on our jobs, Lord, and we have the opportunity, and I know you'll give us such, if our desire is such, that to encourage somebody who's down, to uplift someone who's torn us under, to give a word of life to someone who feels though life isn't worth living anymore, bringing hope to hopeless situations, love to loveless situations, Lord. Oh, Lord, if it's in our family, call someone, a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, a son or daughter, cousin, nephew or niece, Lord, whoever it may be, and give them, just drop a pearl of your wisdom and your word upon their lives. Sometimes just an encouraging word, a smile, a handshake, a hug can make all the difference in the world. Oh, Lord, I remember the time that you gave me the opportunity to go to one of my sessions, one of my therapeutic sessions there with my sleep apnea, and I looked at the guard, and all I said was, have a blessed day. And I came back, Lord, and you showed how even those words reverberated still in his heart. He remembered me not because of my name, not because of my physical situation, not because I came there to have a test run on me, but he remembered me through the words that I said that encouraged him, and that's to have a blessed day. And we know I pointed him, and we were pointing him to you, Lord. For you are the author of blessings. You are the author of favor. You are the author of every good and perfect gift. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will be with us as we travel throughout this day on Wednesday, no matter whether we use our cars or whatever vehicle we've been blessed to own or to purchase or to rent or to lease, that you will just bless them as they travel along the way. If we have to travel by bus or train, L or trolley, Lord, bless the drivers and those who navigate those vehicles and allow them to take us to our destinations and return safely home to where we need to be. Bless those less fortunate than ourselves, those that are homeless, Lord, those that are lost, those that have been abandoned, those that have been ignored and forsaken by the world and society as a whole, those who are physically challenged, Lord, those who are mentally, developmentally challenged, Lord. Those, dear Lord, who teen mothers who face raising a child all by themselves, and they're scared, Lord. They're confused, Lord. They don't know who to turn to, Lord. They don't have supporting families. They don't have supporting parents that will see them through, but they're going through all by themselves. Bless them, Lord. Let them know that they're not going through all by themselves, but that you promised to be with us all, always. Even until the end of the world. Lord, bless our governmental leaders, Lord, from our president down even to our mayors and to those city council persons and assemblymen, Lord. Those that are fire chiefs and police commissioners, Lord. Those who are in charge of whatever apparatus that the government uses to perpetuate whatever needs to be done to run this country, Lord. We ask that you will bless them. May their decisions not be in them alone, but may they turn to you, Lord, from whence cometh their help. For you are the author, you are the finisher of everything that exists. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the final word in every situation. And until we recognize that fact, we will always come up short. We will never be satisfied. We will never be contented. We'll never find the real solution to whatever problems face us as a nation. Not just this nation, but every nation around the world, all 96 nations around the world, the 7 continents that we have around the world. They'll never find a real solution. They'll never find resolution until they turn to you, Lord. For all answers, all ways are found in you, Lord. You have the truth. You hold the truth. You are the truth. Oh, Lord, I ask that you'll just bless, dear Father, every spiritual leader, bishops, apostles, prophets, prophetesses, Lord, deacons, elders, evangelists, Lord, teachers of the word. Those that are Sunday school teachers, Lord. Those that work in Christian education, Father. Those that are on the missionary fields, Lord. Those that are encouraging people with disability ministries, Lord. Those that are serving on the usher board. Those that sing in the choir. Those that are in the pulpit, Lord. Give direction to each of us. Let us know that it's not our ministry. It's not our church. It's not our work, but it's your work. It's your ministry. It's your calling, and you are the leader, you are the head of the church, both triumphant and militant. But the church has no foundation save Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Yeshua HaMashiach alone. Although we can't run the church without first seeking you, we can't decide what's best for our congregation unless we first seek you. And when we don't seek you, then, Lord, it's nothing more than a business. It's nothing more than a corporation. It's no more,
than IBM or Microsoft or your local corner grocery store. Oh, but when we allow you to be our leader, when we allow you truly to be our Lord, when we put you first in our lives and in the work that we do for you, when we allow the Holy Spirit to have its way and have its power manifested in the life of the church, in the things of God, then the church will stand as a beacon light in this darkened world. Then the church, Lord, will set the standard by which the world will follow and not the other way around. We should not be following after the standards of the world, but Lord, we're supposed to change things, make a difference. We are a peculiar people, unique and wonderfully made. And only when we can show the world that we march to a different beat, that we're led by a different drum master, will they begin to respect the church again? Will they begin to seek to be holy and righteous again? Then will they seek your face, Lord, first, and the things of God first, and then expect that blessing that will follow. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'll forgive us for putting the cart before the horse, for seeking things before we seek you. We laid up treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves do break through and steal, Lord, but we're ready to put our treasures in you, Lord. In the kingdom of God, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves cannot break through nor steal. Let us be like that church of the first century, the church of Peter and John and Paul and Bartholomew and Thaddeus and Andrew, Lord. Let us be like that church, Lord, that turned the world around by their love towards one another, by their generosity towards one another, by their giving towards one another, that no one came up lacking, because if I have a dime, you have a nickel. If I have a piece of meat, you have a piece of meat. If I have a slice of bread, you will share that slice and cut it in halves and cut it in fourths if necessary. Because I can't see my brother, I can't see my sister wanting for anything when I have something to give. Take us back to those days, Lord. We refused to conform to the world, but demanded the world conform to us. For we refused to be followers and chose to be leaders, chose to be examples on how to truly live and not try to compromise with the world, Lord. The church didn't try to compromise with the world. They went to the Colosseum and were killed by bears and lions and by gladiators being pierced in the side. They were crucified. They were beheaded. They were sawn in half. But because of their faith in you, Lord, because of their perseverance, because they did not compromise their faith, each of them are where you are now in heaven, and they'll live forever and ever there. They decided, Lord, that the things of this world are temporal, but the things of your divine kingdom is eternal, and it's the thing that our hearts yearn to be and where we want to be, Lord. We thank you, Lord, this day on this Wednesday. We thank you for this day, Lord. And we thank you for the days that you've already ushered into our lives. And if it's according to your will, we hope to see even tomorrow. Lord, we ask these things and all things. And we give all things to your charge. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. You are the power. We're nothing more than the clay. Mold us and make us after your will. While we're waiting here, whether we're in our bedrooms, whether we're on our jobs, whether we're en route to our jobs, wherever we may be as we're listening to this broadcast, while we're waiting, yielded and still. This we ask in the precious name of your son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And for his sake we pray. Amen.
I believe my wife asked us to end the broadcast with reading the Proverbs, and I believe, what did you say, chapter 18? Teresa? I think she said Proverbs chapter 18, and we're going to read that, and then we're going to close our session for this morning. I think it's Proverbs chapter 18. I think she's on that around there. Well, that's what we're going to read anyway this morning, and if I'm in error, we just want to read all the Proverbs, so we'll just read 18 now, and if it's another proverb, we'll read that another day. And this is what it says. He who willfully separates and estranges himself from God and man, seeks his own desire and pretext to break out against all wise and sound judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his personal opinions and himself. When the wicked comes in, he becomes a contemptuous despiser, and with inner baseness comes outer shame and reproach. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters, and the fountain of skillful and godly wisdom is like a gushing stream. To respect the person of the wicked and be partial to him so as to deprive the righteous of justice is not good. Let me say that again. To respect the person of the wicked and be partial to him so as to deprive the righteous of justice is not good. A fool's lips bring contention, and his mouth invites a being. A fool's mouth is ruin, and his lips are a snare to himself. The words of the whisperer or talebearer are as daintily morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. He who is loose and slack in his work is brother to him who is a destroyer, and he who does not use his endeavors to heal himself is brother to him who commits suicide. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man and the in right standing with God runs into it and is safe, high, and strong. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and has a high protecting wall in his own imagination and conceit. Haughtiness comes before disaster, but humility before honor. He who answers a matter before he hears the facts, it is folly and shame to him. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? The mind of the prudent is ever getting knowledge, and the ear of the wise is ever seeking. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. He who states his case first seems right until his rival comes and cross-examines him. The cast lots puts an end to disputes and decides between powerful and contenders. A brother offended is harder to be won over than a strong city, and contentions separate them like the bars of a castle. A man's self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequence of his words he must be satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor man uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. The man of many friends will prove himself a bad friend, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. This is Proverbs chapter 18 from verse 1 and including verse 24. We thank you for tuning in this morning, and we pray that God will go with you and that you will allow him to lead you, not just this day, but every day for the rest of your lives. Be blessed, and we see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Same place, same time, same Holy Spirit. God bless you, and God be with you till we meet again. Goodbye.